Hey, what's going on, everybody? You're listening to Seggy Station, just a man that has a nickname, always not to say with no shame. Monday, February 5th, 2024, Super Bowl week. Hope all is well out there, everybody. Hope everyone's staying safe. Nick Seglian here. You're listening to Seggy Station Podcast. Fired up to be back this week. Talk some NBA hoops with my man Rich Hot Takes Letty, stopping through to catch up on some hoops finally after seeing him and Duke this week for his 30th birthday, and got some stuff going on with my best friend Chu. Just happy to be here talking some sports, hopefully getting the guys around to talk some sports. That was the goal. Got one of the boys coming through today, fired up to be talking some sports with my man Rich. As I mentioned, Super Bowl week, plenty of talk about in the NBA. A lot going on in the golf world that I wanted to discuss, so hopefully I can get that in on the way out. A few other crazy things to touch on amidst many topics you see surfacing daily. But going to try and catch up here from the past week or so since I've been here. Rich, as we're nearing the All-Star break and back half of the season, plenty to get pumped about as we inch closer to the NBA playoffs. March Madness is right around the corner. Went and checked out UConn, St. John's this weekend. Got to see my boy Carl. Hadn't seen him in about 6-7 years. Some stuff to bring up there. Really good stuff to talk about today on the podcast. Seggy Station, you know what it is. Appreciate all love and support for it as always when I make it here. You can always follow along on my Instagram page when I post on it, Seggy Station. And also always got a live version of the stream up on my Twitch. It's _Seggy_G. About to get Rich up in here soon. Fire up the show. Should be a good rip. Enjoy it. What up, Rich?
How are you?
God, you haven't been here in a while. How are you, man?
No idea when the last time it was.
I know.
It's like 4 months ago.
I think it was the start of the NBA season. We had some good content going, and then it's crazy to think that we're at the trade deadline on Thursday. You got All-Star break in 9 days, and the Super Bowl happening this week. It is crazy to me. I mean, got to see you this weekend, which was cool, and hang out with Duke, which was great for his birthday. But it's just crazy, man. Yeah. The time goes by so quick. It's like even seeing Carl, I was thinking when we left, I was like, when's the last time I even saw Carl? Like 7, 8, 9 years ago? Like, when am I ever going to see Carl again? Jeez. Like, I don't know. I've seen him like a couple times, like 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy. Time goes by so quick. It's just like that with the pod. That's why I really tried to do the pod, bro. Is for me, like, I haven't been doing it as much the same because even if I wanted to do it solo, just because I'm so busy, and I really, as much as all the shit that happened to me, bro, like starting up the pod was really about that, but also like just being able to connect with my friends that wanted to be able to chat about some of the stuff that I saw going on or
I'll start with the Knicks here. OG trades, you need one of those guys. And the funny thing is the Knicks now have a few versions of that wing guy, but OG is a level above maybe any of those guys in the NBA, just at the role he plays of that, like, defensive stopper. Can kind of be your third scorer, would be better if he's your fourth scorer. And the crazy thing is he might be their fourth scorer now, the way Dante DiVincenzo has been playing since Randall went out. Like, I think I said it to you guys yesterday. Obviously don't want Randall out. You want your team healthy. But if he comes back 100%, could be one of those, like, this might get overset in sports, but a little bit of a blessing in disguise, because DiVincenzo's not getting that role with Randall on the court. It's kind of why they had to get rid of RJ Barrett. Like, we're seeing it in Toronto. Barrett's a talented player. Like, it just wasn't in the Knicks' best interest to give him the ball as much as he needed the ball, because Brunson and Randall are better with the ball in their hands. They couldn't give him as many touches as we want. DiVincenzo was never going to get these touches with Randall healthy, but if you can get him kind of in this role, serves you a lot better when you get to the playoffs. Randall's on the bench, you run into a random injury. So DiVincenzo has been the most interesting storyline of just the last, like, week and a half to me as a Knicks fan. But the OG trade is huge for them. Like, you saw, I don't know if you saw it, their video. I was like, he's going to do it at some point. I noticed it 30 seconds.
So I literally, no, I have the recording, which is fine, which is great, because we did pretty good there. We got through a good amount. But I did not have the live stream on, which is killer, because I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what the fuck? Why is like, I usually get at least one person checking this out. I got some good content today. All right, whatever. It's going now. At least we got that all, that warm up. I haven't been here in a minute, dude. Oh my God. The worst.
You're good.
Oh, no, I don't know, dude. I think the Knicks can beat the Celtics. I really do. I mean, it kind of sounds crazy, but we'll wait and see. I think the Celtics are good and they are deep and, but I think playoff time is different. I think Drew Holiday is looking a little bit old. I don't know if I trust Brown, really. And Jason Tatum, I mean, as great as he looks all the time, I've seen him look terrible as well. So, I don't know. I just look at it where I don't even think the Celtics are shoo-ins to even make it back to the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know if I buy their coach. Like, I look at matchups and – even if the Bucks can get in a series with them, can they knock them off? Like, there's some teams that have a chance to knock off the Celtics before they have a chance to meet even the Knicks. So, yeah, I mean, I guess your best bet will be the two seed, so you don't have to play them until the Eastern Conference Finals, and then maybe you don't have to see them, and it'd be at home, right? So, yeah, I mean, I look at it that way. I look at it like, yeah, we've seen a good amount of, like, higher seeds make a run.
okay.
I don't think the Kings have a all-star in their top five seed in the West, which is crazy to me. So Sabonis, De'Aaron Fox should be in there.
But Fox wouldn't have been LeBron's a forward spot, Fox a guard spot.
Sabonis absolutely should be in there.
I'd have to look up, I'd have to pull it up because I just don't go crazy about the all-stars, but like, I don't know who else made it. I'm sure there's one other guy. Oh, Karl Anthony Towns made it. That's LeBron should be on over Karl Anthony Towns anyway. So you want to take one of those guys, put one of them on the team. I agree with you. Sabonis should have been there over Towns. Gobert should have been there over Towns. That's probably where I'd come in. Like, again, I'm not going to go crazy about it. I think LeBron deserved to be an all-star. He was not a top two forward, but that's what you can get when it's a mix of fan voting, player voting, where half the guys in the league grew up LeBron fans because he was playing and they were all watching him. Then you get coaches voting. So it's like,
yeah, but dude, that's basically my point. Is like, are we just,
it's a popularity contest. The All-Star game has always been a popularity contest. Yes. Melo got votes when he was washed. Jeremy Lin got votes when he was barely playing. Like, Andrew Wiggins got in 3 years ago as a starter because K-pop fans voted him in because he was really popular in some K-pop thing overseas. Like, people. you're saying, but should the government limit alcohol consumption, time on social media apps, make cigarettes illegal, make smoking legal? So it's like where you, I agree with
yeah,
you.
Hold on. Hold on. But let me just leak into that. Let me just respond and I'll let you finish, because I'm not disagreeing with you, but I said this to you last time, bro. When do you see them advertising any of that stuff like they advertise gambling? Like they are literally advertising this shit nonstop, trying to get you to do it, trying to tell you this is what you should be doing, and then telling you when you have a problem, call the gambling line. It's like, bro, you're literally telling me to fucking be doing this shit. Like if I want to do it, I should be able to do it. Smoke, drink, gamble, any of that. You don't need to advertise it to me. They're literally overloading it. It's fucking causing a problem for the youth.
I agree. The advertisements are overload, but it won't be to that same extent 2 years from now. It's because it's acquiring. Their marketing teams are acquiring. This is a new thing, and they're going like, here are states that just made this legal. There's massive amounts of untapped customer bases, and we need to be the book to get them before. surprising, because I know they used to do it a lot more, and I wouldn't be surprised, unless I'm stone cold wrong and that doesn't exist, but I don't think I am. I'll look it up in a second. I wouldn't be surprised if the same thing happens for gambling down the line, of just being like, hey, this is legal, but like, people will choose if they want to do this. Don't be shoving it in people's faces all the time.
Yeah, I think that's where we got to be at, bro. I really do. And you know what? It's not going anywhere. It's only getting worse. It's like things that I see that are happening that like people are like, oh, well, they'll change or they'll get better. No, to me, they're just only getting worse. It's just getting worse, bro. It's just like every time I go to New York, bro, I always got to see something super traumatizing where I'm like, what is going on? Why is this fucking happening? And it's just a reminder every time where it's like, you know, and then there's people live there. Like my boy, Carl, he lives there. He's been living there for what? Six, how many years? 7 years more. He loves it. I'm like, bro, I don't know how the fuck you deal with this shit, but like, he loves it, you know? It's like
the advertising of cigarettes on television and radio was banned in January 1971.
Yeah, bro.
By President Nixon. So I honestly wouldn't be surprised if gambling is something that in the coming years, maybe not, because it just became legal.
Well, I seen a thing where they're setting up a thing, like even the Connecticut guy was talking about, Blumenthal, setting up a thing for funding for, you know, gambling problem or whatever. But I'm like,
things going more poorly, I'd think. Not that I know shit, but that would be my guess.
Yeah, so I guess like my point being would be like, my heart says that I think the Chiefs should win, but like, I don't know, it's supposed to be a good game and it's everyone's betting on the Chiefs, so it's like, I don't know, maybe you're on the right side. I don't know, bro. We'll see. Wait and see. It's a guessing game.
I just did my snap. It was literally like, I think 1 in the morning, maybe 12 at night, I was brushing my teeth. I think it was the night after the conference finals or conference games finished. And I just pulled it up to see if there was a line there. And I usually, like, for NBA games, when I know what the games are, I'll try and, like, think of what I think the lines are in my head as I'm pulling it up. And if I'm off by a shitload of points, like, I'll usually bet the team I thought was the other way. It's like, all right, I clearly thought that was a better spot than it was. I kind of thought it would be Niners -3 or something like that. It ended up being Niners -1. I was like, fuck it, it's a Super Bowl. Line's going to move in some way over 2 weeks. Maybe I'll get screwed. Maybe it'll go well. So it went up to -2. I think it might have gone back down to -1. I'm not sure. I haven't checked in the last day or so, but we'll see.
Oh, I'm like, it's just annoying that, like, this is, like, what I see and hear all the time as I've been talking about this on my pod for, like, over a year now. But nobody cares. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, whatever. It's just fucking free speech out here.
As long as you do it within your means, it's all good.
Yeah, bro. You have some good quotes on that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I have to work until 4 on the Super Bowl. So, like, yeah, I'll be watching the Super Bowl. But it's, like, it's just crazy. Can't believe it's Super Bowl week. It almost makes me sad. Giants aren't in the Super Bowl. I'm almost sad because it's like, damn, it's the last football game I'm going to watch. A, because they got the fucking, it's like, oh, I keep seeing this advertisement too, bro. You got people betting on this shit too. It just drives me insane. Fucking, you got the USFL and they're merging with the XFL. It's the UFL now. It's the Spring Football League. And I literally said that on the pod too, because people are like, oh, these leagues are going to fall out. We talked about this shit. I literally told you. I'm like, bro, what do you mean? They're just going to merge together. Right, you just keep the teams together, you just keep a spring football league. Like, some people want to watch this shit and bet on this shit and fucking
wait.
Yeah, there's a spring football league. So the Rock Johnson's league.
I'm sorry.
What?
The football game, I just looked this up. The Super Bowl's at 6:30, isn't it always later than that?
No, I'm trade deadline brings anything good. See if these teams keep it up for us.
And next week?
It's this Thursday. This Thursday.
This Thursday?
Yeah. This Thursday.
Bulls are one of the big ones, and then Levine gets hurt. I hope some stuff happens, but
yeah. You might have a few moves here and there. There's some teams that need to make some moves, but
I mean, Bulls are definitely one of them. They've been so mediocre forever. DeRozan's contract is up at the end of the season. I can't imagine he re-signs there. I don't see, even if you're not getting big offers, I don't see why you wouldn't send him somewhere, because he's just leaving you this summer, I'd imagine.
Yeah, that was one of my worst takes on here in a while, when I was like, oh, the Bulls are going to have their best season since Michael Jordan, and then they just literally fucking...
Dude, that was in your defense, they were good before Lonzo got hurt. Not best season since Michael Jordan was insane. I'm going to die on the hill. You won't admit it. When you said that, you definitely forgot that Derrick Rose existed for a little bit, I think.
No, I definitely just thought that Lonzo Ball was not going to fall off the face of the earth. It's not as bad as my band.
it has to be Davis Bertans if it's anyone for a significant salary and some picks. I think Capella would be the leading contender, but I'm sure there's other guys out there who I'm not thinking of that would be good fits for it as well.
Yeah. Yeah, they should probably make a move considering they're going to be in the playoffs, and why not try and make a run right now while the team has been starving for any type of run?
Presti's a great GM. It would be just the worst move ever if you lost in 6 or 7 games to the Timberwolves in the first round because you got bodied inside. And it's like, it's not even that they were like the clear better team. We just could have had another big guy and prevented this.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think you got to do that.
Yeah, I don't disagree, dude. We'll see if the Knicks make any moves. See if the Thunder make any moves.
Would be a good option. Teams who are bad, who have centers. Vucevic is not the answer. You wouldn't want that. I'd rather have Capella at that point. I don't know. I'm sure there's some other guys out there. I'm just trying to think of who else it would even be. It would be good for them. Maybe this isn't exactly what I was talking about, and I don't think they'd trade him, but I wouldn't mind a Kelly Olynyk from the Jazz. But again, probably looking for someone a little more for defense, that's a little more offense. But I think that could be another good guy. I'm just scrolling through teams right now.
Mitchell Robinson, we can grab him.
Knicks are not trading. He's maybe to come back this year, but I don't think the Knicks would be trading him. Because it almost has to be, if it's a good player, it almost has to be a team that's like, all right, we'll take Davis Bertans back for him and pick. So it's a team that's probably like throwing in the towel a little bit on this year. Like, maybe, I don't know how available he is. I actually really like this one, like a Daniel Gafford from the Wizards.
Yeah.
I think that could be a really good one. Maybe the perfect one. I don't know if they'd trade him, but they're out of the contention right now. If you could get a Nick Claxton from the Nets, that would be a really, really good one. I don't know what his contract, if his contract's about to be up or if he signed or what, but I'd be like, what does it take for us to get Nick Claxton? How many picks plus Davis Bertans for Nick Claxton?
Oh, my God. Yep. All right. Well, I'll hit you up if we make any moves. Try and hit you up soon and link up, hopefully, sooner rather later. March Madness around the corner. Get UConn.
I know. I've once again watched no college basketball besides UConn, but I've watched more UConn this year than last year.
UNC is solid. There's definitely some other solid teams. Purdue, Zach Edey's been there for about 6 years. Fucking, I don't even know.
Yeah, dude's a monster.
Yeah, I don't know what is good with some of this shit, but yeah, there's some good teams. It'll be a good tournament. Always is, but I think it changes over time, bro. More parity in the league. I think you see it with some of these guys, leaving, you know, Nick Saban gone, like some of these guys in college. Jim Harbaugh wins a national championship, he's like, I'm out, like, fuck it, I'm out. It's just, yep, they don't want to deal with this shit, bro. And yeah, I'll leave you on this, bro. What the craziest thing to me, because I've been on this since it happened, since I started potting, right? Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, New England Patriots, right? Talking mad fuck.
be shocked. I mean, honestly, it'll be a win for all of us if he's on TV in any form. Because anytime he does any sort of like football interviews, TV stuff, like that dude lights up like he doesn't in press conferences. Gets like so excited to talk. Like he's real interesting to listen to when he talks football. So like, I'd love him to be on something where you get to hear him speak about football regularly because...
Oh, yeah, that's what we need. I mean, 2024, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady calling games together. Yeah, that'll be fucking great.
No, Bill Belichick would never be calling games. That's not what I mean. He would never do that. But I'm more talking, like, any sort of, like, podcast, TV content. Like, he's good when they've done, like, he does film breakdowns sometimes. What was it, like, the NFL 50th anniversary or something like that? He did all these breakdowns, and the dude was, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. He was just very interesting to listen to talk about football, like, better than almost anyone, I feel like, unsurprisingly.
Yep. We'll see where it goes for him, bro. Right now, currently unemployed.
Yeah, that's true. The Brable one's crazy.
Plenty of money, though.
I think there's 15 teams where it's like, well, there's just no jobs left. It's like, shut the fuck up. There's 15 teams that should fire their coach right now and hire Mike Vrabel. I don't care if the job's not open. Fire your coach and hire Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. No, it is crazy, bro. I mean, shit, there's only so many jobs out there. I think it's everyone kind of battles that in their own way. Like, you're Mark, you know? It's like, I try and look at, like what I'm going through in terms of like a sports lens sometimes, you know, just because I like the sports and shit. And it's like, yeah, there's only 32 coaches, but it's like there's only so many golf jobs, bro. It's like the same thing with you. Like, there's only so many jobs that you can get that are like similarly qualified. Like, yeah, you know, it's like there's only so many out there. And then there's so many people, you know, it's the same shit. It's all.
I'm just saying, if I was the Jets, I'd look at Robert Saleh and I'd be like, hey, man, I know this year wasn't your fault, but something better has actually come across.
Yeah, but also, yeah, you, we will see yeah, you later. I mean, I don't disagree with you, but Bill Belichick would also never go to the Jets. Like, he's on the record saying
talking,
he would never
I'm
go to the Jets.
I'm talking about Vrabel.
Oh, Vrabel? Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you. But also, Aaron Rodgers is calling all the shots there, so like we've yet to even see him play, so we'll see how that goes, too. That's another interesting thing I got to wait forward to till September 4th, see if he can play.
If I was unsure about my coach at all and felt like I could make a real run with a different coach, I would be hiring Vrabel. I think, like, I'm really scrolling through the teams right now to see like which ones make the most sense. Jets is definitely the one that stuck out the most to me. Jaguars, maybe.
I think Jaguars, Saints would be a good one. They got that guy Dallas Allen. He's fucking a bust for me. Get him out of there.
I would rather have Vrabel. I guess I just didn't say them because I don't think the Saints are as close as I think the Jaguars and Jets are when healthy. But I do agree that Vrabel is a better hire than Dennis Allen.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if I'm him too, like, I don't know. I wouldn't take any of these coordinator jobs. I just, wait it out. Like, I don't know. He had success as a head coach. It's like, I don't know. You can't just take a job.
I don't think Vrabel's taking a coordinator job. I really thought he'd get offered or be more seriously looked at for the Pats job, but I guess the Mayo guy that probably had something in the works for a while there, I'd assume.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Actually prevent
whatever
people hiring the way they want to hire. The rule is the NFL trying to help something that's an issue, but it's also like there's really no way to help this. Like, appreciate you trying and throwing that band-aid on over here, but it's not really doing anything.
yeah dude,
at least that's my understanding of it.
Sucks. Fucking sucks. All right, man, well, good chatting all with right. you catch up with you
go Thunders. Go Niners. Go Knicks.
Yeah. Let's see how it goes. All right. See you, pal.
There's that. Good talking.
Peace. Brother. Richie Dingbat. Well, really fucked up. Missed the first half of the live stream because I didn't have it going. One of those, I don't even know. I was so excited Rich was here. Was just chatting it up and never even fired it up. But got the recording out so you can always catch that once I get it up. Yeah, just going to try and get in some solo stuff today, but went a little longer than I wanted with Rich. Hadn't seen him in a while, and just getting on some rants, thinking of things here and there. Just trying to stay positive and get through certain things, challenges, adversities right now that I feel like everyone deals with in their own right. But it's kind of challenging when you, I think, have different perspectives and people think about and beliefs, have different beliefs and look at things differently. And I think that's one of the main things I've been struggling recently when I run into certain people that just literally genuinely piss me off, or I look at certain situations and it's just literally sickening to me. And I don't know what I could even do about it, because there's not much I can do about it besides what, come on here and rant about it and nothing's going to happen. It's kind of a pretty shitty feeling. And these topics out here that I like to see and talk about, and I come in every few months or whatever it is, or a few weeks depending on how busy I am, because I have so much stuff going on. It becomes hard catching up, it becomes hard keeping it consistent, and at this point I'm just trying to really figure out what my next move is, what I'm trying to do next, and hopefully I'll be able to figure that out soon, just like everybody else. Appreciate all love and support. See y'all next time here on the Seggy Station. Deuces. Peace and love. Stay safe out there. Seg Station.